In today's podcast, we talk about being deceived and the ways to prevent that now and in the future. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So, grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Judges 14, Acts 18, Jeremiah 27, and Mark 13. Don't be fooled. God's ways are always for a purpose. We often don't know what the purpose is that God's working things toward, but we are asked to trust and obey as he works things out. Now, in yesterday's reading, we met Samson and heard of his blessed birth. He was a miracle child promised by God, and even before birth was set aside for the Lord under the Nazirite vow. Nazirite comes from the Hebrew word nazir, which means set apart, consecrated. This meant no drinking, eating unclean food, no cutting hair. He was set apart, and one thing that we see that's different in his story is this idea of devoting yourselves to God or someone else in your environment making that decision for you. As Samson's story doesn't read like one where he's truly living according to a vow of consecration. This understanding for me makes sense that Samson would not feel the need to restrain himself from things like taking a wife that worships Dagon or any other idol. He pursues a woman from the Philistines, the people that at this point have been used by God to exact some of his justice against his people who have turned away from him. This unequally yoked marriage would clearly have been something God would have been against for his people, and especially for someone set apart, someone like Samson, a Nazirite. But it's as if Samson does like so many of us. He's experienced such great success. He's had such great strength, and he must think, hey, that doesn't apply to me. I'm different, right? What does it matter if I obey this one little thing? Well, it matters. Even if we don't understand all the consequences, our response to God's commands always has a consequence. What was Samson's consequence? Well, he was drawn in, likely by lust, and now he's tied to this woman whose loyalty is not to him, but to her people. When in a wager he was pitted against the Philistines, she sided with them and used his heart for her against him. Let's read about this encounter in verse 16. It says, "And Samson's wife wept over him and said, 'You only hate me. You do not love me. You have put a riddle to my people, and you have not told me what it is.' And he said to her, 'Behold, I have not told my father nor my mother, and shall I tell you?'" Verse 17, "She wept before him the 7 days that their feast lasted, and on the seventh day he told her because she pressed him hard. Then she told the riddle to her people." She used manipulation, right? So classic. This isn't the end of their story of her betrayal, but we already see on the front end that she is willing to use her manipulative ways to deceive him. This deception is part of the fruit of Samson's disobedience. We also see in today's reading in Mark 13 warnings against deception as Jesus tells the disciples to be on the lookout for those that would lead them astray and act as though they are him. The deception of those of this world are profound and continual, but our protection from this deception is to continue to draw near to God as we obey and submit to his spirit. God used Samson despite his disobedience, but imagine what his story could have been like had he been a shining example of obedience to God and not a story of God's favor and grace showing up in spite. Concerned about being led astray like Samson? Just be determined to stay close to God. Ask for more and more of Holy Spirit, who gives the power to obey, and discernment to know what's true and false in this world of deception and lies. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your absolute grace and mercy in our lives, but we thank you for your Spirit that teaches us truth, that teaches us the way to go and the way not to go. Lord God, I pray that you would help us, in accordance with your word, to be obedient to your Spirit that leads us towards the way and prevents us from being led astray. Lord God, we don't want to go the way of Samson and make shortcuts and have our own way and look for you to show up in spite. Lord God, we desire to walk in the blessing, to walk according to your ways. Would you empower us to do that, Lord God? We repent as we try to have our own way, and we ask for more and more of your Spirit that would call us to live life in your way. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode on the podcast. Head on over to 5BytheFire.org. If you are on the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, leave a comment there. Leave a rating over there on iTunes. And if you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching on Facebook or Instagram, hi. Make sure you leave a comment right over there. I appreciate some of you guys who I've been seeing responding. I appreciate that because it really lets me know where this is blessing your eyes or where you're even challenging. Keep it all coming. Let's keep engaging so we can continue to walk in the Word and with the Lord together. All right, you guys, I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.